Earlier this week, Hulu debuted the first episode of Castle Rock, a dark drama from producer J.J. Abrams and author Stephen King. The series takes its name from the fictional Maine town where many of King's stories are based. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has been watching. Eric, it's always good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
The town itself, as often is the case with any good Stephen King work, is a character in this show. So I want to start with this clip early in the season when the warden of Shawshank Prison describes Castle Rock's history.
Take any house in this town. Hell, take mine. Every inch is stained with someone's sin. I lie awake at night thinking about all the blood spilled under my roof alone.
All right, that draws me in. What about you?
Yeah, that's, well, you know, Stephen King, you know.
Classic.
He always creates these moody, spooky environments around things that we normally think are kind of wholesome and trustworthy, like a family pet or a classic car.
A clown.
A clown, exactly. So this is trademark Stephen King. But as you mentioned, the title of the show gives it away. This is a TV show that is sort of aimed at weaving together a lot of different threads from a lot of different Stephen King books. And they sort of make a lot of references and they have a lot of characters. So this is a show that kind of works on two levels. For fans who know a lot about Stephen King's work and his novels and the movies and TV shows that were made of them, there's one level of Easter eggs and, oh my God, who's that and who's that and who's that. And then if you don't know much about that, mm-hmm. then you just kind of take it as a straightforward kind of mystery about this town that seems to have something wrong with it. And so they're attempting quite a balancing act in this TV show.
Speaking of references to Stephen King, one of the main actors in this is Bill Skarsgård, who plays the clown Pennywise in It from last year's movie. Now, his character in Castle Rock is discovered in this abandoned part of Shawshank Prison, and this is mysterious. Nobody knows how he got there. And right. In this clip of tape, when he's questioned, he doesn't say anything at all.
Who are you? What's your name? We got no records of you. Come on. What's your name? How'd you get inside this prison? Can I cut your tongue?
What's funny about that is that the criticism of this show is that it raises a lot of questions
yes.
without answering them. What's your take on that and the pacing of this show?
Yeah, so, you know, this is a show that moves very slowly, and it is trying to reveal this entire universe of characters. They all have sort of mysterious pasts of their own, and many of them call back to other Stephen King works. So Shawshank Prison, you mentioned. There's, you know, the great movie, The Shawshank Redemption. And as you mentioned, Skarsgård played the Pennywise in It, and he's in this one. Sissy Spacek, who played perhaps the most famous Stephen King character,
Carrie.
Andre Holland, who people may remember from either The Nick or from Moonlight, plays the central character who's sort of the surrogate for the audience. He's an African-American man who grew up as a kid in the town, was adopted by white parents, including Sissy Spacek's character, and he has to come back because he's the lawyer who's representing this kid who was found inside the prison. And so it's a great way to sort of introduce people to this constellation of characters, but it moves very slowly. And I've criticized modern high quality dramas for this. You know, we saw it in the second season of Stranger Things. We saw it in HBO's Sharp Objects. These shows approach their work as if they're one giant movie. I think that's the biggest drawback of the show, is that it takes so long to give you a sense of the full scope of the story that it's trying to tell and why you should care about all the different characters that you're meeting.
You mentioned Stranger Things. I think there are similarities between the two that I've noticed. But final question, Eric. Is it scary? It's a Stephen King work. People want to know.
There's a lot
scary?
Of what they call jump scares, you know, where you're distracted looking at one thing and then something pops up, you know, to scare you. And there's bursts of violence that come out of nowhere. Some people are going to find it very scary and other people are going to find it very unsettling. Hmm. You know, again, my question is, you know, this is a show that spends a lot of time introducing you to characters. And if you don't know Stephen King's work that well, you know there's a reason you should know who this character is, but they don't explain it. The great thing about like Stranger Things, for example, is that those 80s references added to the story. You knew you were watching this commentary on all these great TV shows and movies from the 80s that you loved. These references kind of pull you out of the story in a way that it doesn't quite work. Now, I'm hoping it gets better as the story goes along, but that's one of the big criticisms that I have, is that the references don't help the story as much as they pull you out of it, and it takes a long time to tell the story that's there.
Well, what I've seen has given me the chills. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Jeremy, Eric was a little skeptical there, but I have to say, I am excited to watch this. It looks dark, it looks dreary and eerie, and I'm into that.
I've heard good things. I will tell you what I'm watching right now, and this is not a swear word, just go look it up, is Schitt's Creek.
Uh-huh.
Very funny show. S-C-H-I-T-T-S. Right. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. It's Here and Now.